Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Santana. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Linnell Murray, and back in June, I got a deal on my internet about a KitchenAid mixer, okay, and I did all that what it said to do, and then it came across that they were going to charge my account $7.95 for the mixer because of the KitchenAid deal with Walmart. And they gave me an order number and everything else. Okay, well, they did charge me the $7.95, so I wasn't concerned. Well, to this date, I still have not received any item. And then I got my bill today from my credit card company, and then they charged me another $56.95. So I need to know what is going on with the status of
this. Could you provide me with your zip code, ma'am?
76210.
And your first and last name?
Linnell, that's L-Y-N-E-L-L-E, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y.
And could you provide me with your full address, please?
3001 Manor, M-A-N-O-R, Court North, Denton, Texas, 76210.
Give me just a second while I look over your account. Give me just a second, ma'am. I'm still loading your account.
Okay, because I can give you the order number if you need it.
My computer is still loading. I'm sorry for that. Give me a couple more minutes, Ms. Moore.
Okay, do you need the order number? Will that go faster?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's the computer is loading slow.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry that it's taking so long, Ms. Murray, but for some reason this computer is loading awfully slow today.
What did you say your name was again?
Santana.
Santana. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's very different. I got the antenna, but I didn't know it was Santana. So.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay,
let's see. I do see where this account was created on the 12th of June. Okay, let me explain to you what the charge was for.
Okay,
Ms. Moore, when you went online, what it was, you paid, you made a payment of the $7.95. That was an entry ticket to win the kitchen aid. It then advised you that if you did not wish to become a member of our Factory Direct Savings Club, that you were to give us a call back within 48 to 72 hours. Okay, looking over your account, Ms. Murray, I don't see where any cancellations were made. So you were enrolled in the membership program, and you will receive a voucher each month to your program, I mean, to your email for being enrolled in this membership program of $125. And you can also use that to shop in the consumer web store as well. So basically with that coupon and within you shopping in the gadget store, you really like will be paying like the shipping and handling. So it'll basically be like, you know what I'm saying? You paying, well, you only spending out of pocket like $40-some dollars, because even though you're paying the $56.95, we are also offering you the $125 to use.
Okay, but that's not what the what I got on the computer. I had to hit for a chance to win. It said for a chance to win, and then it came up I won, and so then enter my information for $2. They were going to charge me the $2 instead of the normal thing.
Okay, did you receive?
Okay,
did you receive an email with a link for the survey?
No, I never received nothing. Like I said, I just got that, and then the order, they gave me an order number that same time when I did that, when it said I won the $2 deal, and then it would say because of shipping and handling, it was going to charge me $7.95, and then give all the information, and I did that, and it came up and said, this is your order, and it will be processed, and that's all it said, and that's all I got, except for
yes.
the bill. And then that was the $7.95, so I figured everything was fine. But there was nothing about a membership.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Ms. Murray, but the $7.95, it wasn't for shipping and handling. The $7.95 was for you an entry ticket to win a product.
Okay, but that what I'm trying to explain to you is that's not what came across on my computer is what I'm trying to say. So, therefore, I figured, well, it might be a scam, but I'll let it go, you know, and blah, 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 see what happens. So, I mean, I just thought if it was a scam, it's no big deal because, I mean, $7.95 is not that much to worry about. But now I got charged for the $56.95, and I didn't know what that was for, and I didn't get any products, so I was like, I don't understand what's going on here. So that's why I was calling. Now you just explained it to me, and that's fine, but I don't want a membership.
Okay,
but I got
I got nothing
on the computer for nothing. I mean, I didn't even get a response of saying, you know, this is your order, you know, number, blah, blah, because it gave me an order number. It actually gave me an order number, okay? So I'd assumed that, yeah, that I had ordered that, that I had, you know, been serviced that computer. I mean, on the computer, I'd been serviced that entry because I punched the right number to win. So then, therefore, that's what I was receiving the order number for. So why would they give me an order number then if I didn't win anything? That was my point, number one. And then number two, it said nothing about a membership or I had 48 hours to cancel or anything. There was nothing on there at that time. And I have received nothing from this outfit, whoever we're dealing with, at all, for nothing, for no coupons, no nothing. I haven't received nothing except for bills. So I need to cancel this so they don't keep charging my account then.
Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and get it, Councilman Murray, but if you could, you, let's see which email. Is your email am3kids@icloud.com.
Yes, it is.
Okay, if you would, you can check that email and look.
I check it every day.
Spam.
I check it every day, and there's nothing in there.
Did you check
and
your spam and your junk?
Yes,
folder as well?
I did. There, I received nothing from them other than, like I said, the first initial deal. They gave me an order number, so I thought that was I was to look for when I received the product. You know, I was. Basically, it was a misdeception, I thought, of what was going on because companies don't give you an order number unless you're actually receiving something, see what I'm saying, or that you ordered something to purchase. And since they charged my account, I figured that that's what I was purchasing it for. But I got nothing up to date, nothing except for the bill that went through. So I just need to cancel that because I'm not going to keep on paying money for something I'm not going to use.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. Ms. Murray, I did get your account canceled, so you won't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Okay, that'll be good. And then also, like I said, I don't know why they didn't send me anything, but like I said, there was nothing. So there, whoever put their initial thing on was a very deceiving thing because there was nothing about joining a club. There was membership, nothing about canceling it within 48 hours. Nothing. There was nothing on there. So that's why I didn't understand that I was joining a membership. See what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done it to begin with.
Yes, ma'am. In the near future, your account is canceled, but in the near future, it'll probably be a good thing to read your terms and conditions, because I'm looking over it now, and it do states in your term and conditions about the charges.
Well, on mine, it only did the 2 pages of information, and that was it. And then it gave me an order number, come back up, and it said, this is your order number, and you should receive your product within 10 days. That's what it said to me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for that misunderstanding. But I will go ahead and provide you with your cancellation number.
Yes, that would be great. Okay.
Okay. And that C is in Charlie.
Okay.
266. I'm sorry, 2606.
Okay, 2606. Okay.
487.
Okay.
06.
06. Okay. Sounds great.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Warren. You have a blessed day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.